Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
From Ian to Shining Ian, we go to Ian McNulty, who joins us today because he's unable to be with us tomorrow. How you doing, Ian McNulty?
Great to be with you, Tommy, and thanks so much for the flexibility. I hate to miss a Friday with you, but I even hate more to miss a whole week with you because there is so much going on in the world of eating and drinking and absorbing all this great New Orleans culinary culture, not to talk about it with you.
You know what? It's been so heavy today, I think we needed a break anyway. So it's good that it happened the way it did. If y'all have any questions about eating and drinking in New Orleans, the Okanagan Jeweler Talk and text line's open, 504-260-1870. I will say the heavy lifting is not complete because Liz Merle is set to join us, scheduled to join us at 9:40. The way you've been eating and drinking, Ian McNulty?
You know what? Let me give you a quick rundown of three places I've been to with one common thread that feels extremely seasonal and very on point for this being Halloween week, and that is pumpkin. You know, fall rolls around all across the U.S., and it's pumpkin spice season, and Starbucks is marketing it and everything. Well, I really don't go in for all of that, but inadvertently, just following my whim and appetites and what people are doing on their specials boards, I have been eating a lot of pumpkin-inspired dishes at New Orleans spots. And let me just give you the three that I've had in the last week that kind of tell the tale. One, at Tana, the upscale Italian restaurant in Old Metairie, was just there this week, and they had these. They almost look like ravioli. The term on the menu is Barbizon, but I had to look that one up. It's something from the Mediterranean coast, from sort of the Monaco to Liguria area of the Mediterranean there. But basically picture a fried ravioli stuffed with pumpkin, finished with some nice Italian cheese, delicious and right in tune for the season with a nice glass of wine at Tana, which is just a fantastic modern Italian restaurant. You know, if you're picturing your red sauce, Vincent's, which I also went to recently, it was terrific, Mandina's, that Creole Italian kind of thing. This is the opposite. This is the upscale. You're not in Sicily, really. You're in Milan. You know, you're in the stylish kind of place, and it's gorgeous. The food has a lot of heart and soul in it. Chef Mike Galata, and it was a great kickoff to a wonderful meal with that pumpkin dish. Now go across town to Magazine Street, Miss Shirley's Chinese restaurant, the one and only Miss Shirley. She's about 4 feet tall, about 4 feet of apron wrapped whirlwind of just positivity. You know, just if you ever think you're having a bad day, just picture her in your mind. You know, go to my Instagram right now and you can see a picture of her at Ian McNulty Nola. She's a delight, and her restaurant is wonderful, and it's always packed. And this is the same family that had Royal China on Vets in Metairie forever. Tried to retire, didn't work, and are back for a glorious act two at Miss Shirley's. And they have a huge menu, and I usually just order a smattering of things, and then, hey, whatever looks good, just send it out. And this time on the specials board were pumpkin dumplings. And I thought, okay, these are going to be dumplings stuffed with pumpkin, I guess. We'll try it out. Nope, they were big, fat dumplings made out of, like, teacup-sized dumplings made with the dough, the noodle of it, actually made with pumpkin juice. So it had has sort of a pumpkin color to it and a pumpkin flavor coming through, and stuffed with pork and just good seasonings and delicious, just these big bulbs of just juicy, bursting pumpkin and pork flavor. Fantastic. And then the third, the trifecta, we're going old school. One way I know that it's fall in New Orleans, you know, the Saints bye week, maybe weeks away, but I know it's fall in New Orleans when the pumpkin gelato comes out at Angelo Bricotta, and it's on the specials list, and it's just fantastic, and it's one of those things that's going to be around probably until Thanksgiving and then off the board, but like a sweet, not too sweet, mellow, and you think, oh, it's cool weather now, gelato. Yeah, after dinner, you still want gelato, so you shuffle over there, maybe after being at you could be at La Uza's right down the street, or you could be at Venezia right down the block.
Don't forget about Parkway.
Sure. And then you finish it off with some gelato over at Angelo Bricotta. Just fantastic. I was not trying to put together a theme with this, but those three dishes, each of which knocked my socks off, and it was a pumpkin delight.
So, Tana, 2919 Metairie Road, is that toward that Loft 18 thing?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, this is that stretch of old Metairie Road that didn't have a ton going on until recently, and then they I think quite wisely changed up the zoning and really brought it to life, really invigorated it, and brought a lot of nice restaurants there, and more to come, actually.
What was that restaurant that used to be there that I loved? They had valet parking.
Barecca's,
exactly. Yeah. Whatever happened to them?
Yeah, they were sort of a lone standout. They were across the street there forever, really known for their early bird specials, if people remember that. They closed down. They sold the building, and there were plans to open a seafood restaurant there, but they never materialized. It just, like, the stars didn't come together. But the building's still there, still an opportunity. But all around it, all kinds of things have happened. Garrison, of course, is the new kind of modern American restaurant. That's where the Garden Gate Nursery was. That's just across the street from Tana. I mean, you could see a happy hour crawl going on between the two of them. Just be careful crossing Old Metairie Road and those heels, ladies. But yeah, it's been
and the who?
Tana on one side. And
no, you said cross the road. Be careful of what?
Oh, careful crossing in those heels, ladies.
Oh, I thought you meant the SUV ladies, because those will get you too.
Yeah, true.
You gotta watch them. 3009 Magazine is where you'll find Miss Shirley's restaurant, and Bricotto's, of course, on Carrollton. Just to recap, where else you been eating? What else you been up to?
I've been checking in with lots of places. We've got a big thing on the horizon, which is the Michelin star reveal coming up on Monday. So that will all have happened before you and I talk again. We can talk more on that. But I've been checking in with some places that I haven't been to in a while. One of which is Butcher. That's the Donald Link restaurant down by the convention center. And here's the key to this place. I mean, it is popular. It is on the map, and for a good reason. The place is fantastic, and it's very close to the convention center, so a lot of people kind of beeline there. But if you go early, you know, before noon, just, I think if you sneak in before noon, you're good. You can kind of watch it fill up. We were there on a Monday, and we actually got to see the butcher part of Butcher. Why do they call it Butcher? It's not just an evocative term. We walked up, and there behind the counter where the nice gal was taking our order were pigs being, half of pigs being worked on by the
really?
Butchers. Yeah, being
you don't mean
down.
Worked on as in from a medical standpoint, do you?
Well, it does seem pretty medical in a way, surgical, you might say.
More post-op, post-mortem, I guess.
It is precisely how the sausage is made, let's put it that way.
Okay, there you go. And what's the name of the restaurant?
Butcher, Koshan Butcher.
And where is it?
That's on Andrew Hagen's Boulevard, behind the probably.
Oh, well, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Koshan, by the World War II Museum.
Yeah,
by the convention
I got you.
Center.
Okay, you threw me when you said Butcher.
Butcher, yeah.
But Koshan, it's Koshan Butcher. Butcher. Okay, yeah.
It's part of that thing where will open a more high-end restaurant and then have its sidekick next door, kind of the more accessible. Maybe it's sandwiches or small plates or whatever, but this is an early example of that, an extremely successful one.
You can get meat to go there, can't you, if I remember correctly?
Yes. In fact, and this is, you know, 'tis the season for that with Thanksgiving and the holidays coming up. A lot of restaurants, Butcher being one of them, will start doing their catering menus. So it's good to get a heads up on that. If it's Halloween time, it's probably start thinking about your Thanksgiving orders. That's a place that does that. But also just any day, you know, the guy behind me in line was picking up a couple links of andouille, some guancale to cook pasta at home, mm-hmm. Boudin links. You know, it still is a fully functioning artisanal butcher shop.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture here of KoshanButcher.com, and there that's a boy, that's pretty much cross-section of a pig, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Just, you know, let's get some quick snippets here. I mean, just last night we went to Saba, which mm-hmm. is Alon Shaya's restaurant on Magazine Street, way up by Audubon Park. And, you know, it was a bit chilly last night, right? I had to break out a sweater for the first time since, March, maybe. Mm-hmm. And
did you remember where you left it?
Right next to the shrimp boots in my closet.
All right.
Keep all the seasonal stuff. Going into Saba, the first thing you see is the wood-burning stove, and that just immediately sets a cozy tone. And I'm a fan of this place when it's 99 degrees in the summertime, but with that little crisp in the air, walking in, seeing a roaring wood-fired oven turning out fresh, hot pita bread that arrives at the table, steaming hot. So you rip open the pita, and it's sort of ballooned up a little bit, and then the steam escapes from it. Oh, that's a good first course. That's a good first course on a slightly chilly autumn night. It's just the upscale Israeli Middle Eastern restaurant, and just you're going to start with the bread and some of the dips, and then move on from there. That was a terrific one. I got to give a shout out to.
But wait, let me back you up to Saba a little bit, because it said Israeli food. What like would we be eating there, for example, if I were to go to lunch or dinner? What would I have? What, besides the baba ganoush, which I just love saying, baba ganoush.
Baba ganoush. I know. It sounds like he should be a
good nickname.
The Soprano,
be a good nickname for you.
Yeah.
Let's go to Baba Ganoush McNulty now. What do you say, Baba Ganoush?
Shut your baba ganoush, would
you? Yeah, what do you say?
Yeah. I love that we've taken this ancient Middle Eastern food and turned it into
an Italian. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sure. We're here for a good time, Tommy. Modern Israeli food is Middle Eastern food with more influences from the whole Jewish diaspora folded in. So you'll find falafel, hummus, of course, but then don't be surprised if there's something from Eastern Europe that makes its way down, something that feels a little more Slavic, something that feels more Mediterranean, but the underlying flavor profile, you know, it's pita, it's hummus, mm-hmm. it's lamb chops.
Greek-ish?
The Jewish diaspora, the Jewish story is a big one. It all comes together in Israel, and that's kind of the culinary story that they tell there, with the foundation of it is very much the same thing as you would get at Mona's or Lebanon or one of the other Middle Eastern restaurants around town.
I got to tell you, we got to take a break here, but looking at the menu of Saba, and I'm not, you know, endorsing the place or anything. I've never been, but it looks like it would be a great place to go on a first date.
Oh, I can endorse it. Yeah, it's wonderful food. And it's, you want to share just about everything on the menu. You know, it's not a discrete plate kind of place. You can certainly use it that way. In fact, I believe the people sat next to us last night were on a date. Mm-hmm. It seemed like they were having a great time. But yeah, it's a beautiful restaurant. The service is terrific. It's upscale for sure. I mean, you're paying three times as much for your bowl of hummus that you will at one of the more casual.
But it's something different and something to talk about. It's not just like, you know, oh, look, they got pink stuff and they got purple, blue stuff and they got yellow stuff to put in the iced tea, that kind of thing. It's different. All right, let me take a break.
Is that what a date's like with you, Tom?
Pretty much, yes. And that's okay, that explains why I don't have a lot of them, Ian. That explains why, for the most part, it's
we'll
me. Yeah, it's me and
we'll
a piece of pizza at home. 9:22, more with Ian McNulty. We come back, WWL. Liz Morley, Attorney General, will join us at 9:40. Between now and then, Ian McNulty spending some time with us because he can't be with us tomorrow. Ian, somebody texted in and looking for a good steak, but not necessarily high-end.
Oh, I got you. Charlie's Steakhouse in New Orleans, the classic. You know, it's not the old Charlie's you remember where you know, it had a lot of charm, a lot of character. You kind of felt like the ceiling might collapse on you, but, you know, it was all part of the thing. It's a new era Charlie's, but it's managed to take a lot of the character and personality of the old days and make it, you know, viable for 2025, including the prices. The prices are up a bit, but so too is the quality of the steak. So, yeah, just a terrific one there. And then I mentioned it before, the name Venezia, because we were talking about...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Mercados right down the street in Mid-City. There's also one in Gretna now. Same menu, same folks, same everything, different location across the river. It's an Italian restaurant, but they have a fantastic steak. The strip is always there, unless they run out, which they often do because it's very popular. But it's one of those sleeper hits for just good, affordable. It's
at
not
MTT,
a steakhouse. So they're not charging you.
Modular
hang on a second. I don't know what's going on here. Hold on a second. We got a problem here. Ian, let me take care of this. Okay.
Ooh.
I think we did. All right. I think we got a problem. It's finished. Okay. Go ahead. I don't know where that came
from.
Yeah,
no, it's okay. Yeah, no, that was the pick. Venezia's for their kind of low-key. It's not a special. It's on the menu, but it's just not known as a steakhouse. It's not really priced like a steakhouse either. So those would be two good ones.
And somebody else wants to know. Go ahead.
No, please. I'm here for you.
Somebody else wanted to know about Hong Kong food. Is that different than Chinese food?
Well, it's all Chinese food, but it's sort of like saying European food, isn't it? It's China's.
Is there a distinction between, say, northern? Is it the same distinction as between northern and southern Italian, or not necessarily?
Yeah, it would be as different as saying Italian and Spanish. You know, it's all Mediterranean,
okay.
Sure.
Right.
You know, Greek and Italian. Szechuan is some of the best known Chinese food in America, probably. At more of the like authentic Chinese end of things, real spicy, real interesting flavors. If you're getting into Hong Kong, that's Cantonese, which actually is probably closer in source material to American Chinese food. That's probably where a lot of it kind of found its roots. For instance, we mentioned Miss Shirley's. Miss Shirley's from Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. And so she, Miss Shirley herself and her husband Tang, does most of the cooking. And so what they do is a little, it's all over the map, frankly, but it's a little closer to what you'd find there. So not sweeter, but just a little lighter on the spice. Different flavor profile, a little more seafood. Those would be kind of your general notes on it. But frankly, discovering the stuff and exploring it is what makes it fun after all these years. So there's always, you find a place that has a specialty like that and dig in, dive in.
I don't know if we've had this one before. Somebody's looking for authentic paella.
Oh, sure. This is, If you like jambalaya, you're going to love paella, mm-hmm. right? That's my line on it. And the best paella, it's done in a shallow pan, not your giant sugar kettle outside of the LSU tailgate. Mm-hmm. It's done in a nice shallow pan so that it develops this thing, and the Spanish, I even have a word for it, sacrosan. It's this, mm-hmm. it's the crunchy bits of rice around the edge, which you can pull off with a jambalaya too.
Yeah.
But it's that wonderful, almost like caramelized kernel of grains of rice around the edge. And, maybe yours is loaded with seafood or meat or both. But it's the rice, it's the flavor and texture of the rice that really makes it. And to get to your question, Lola's on Esplanade Avenue is a great place for that. And they also have sort of a B-side to paella, which is fideuá, which is the same idea, but made with noodles, made with angel hair pasta. And it also gets that kind of that sticky, corner of the mac and cheese pan kind of texture to the edges of it that I just find absolutely delicious. But if you ever see a pop-up called Paella Nola, it's at the farmer's market often, the Crescent City Farmer's Market, and they do catering. I've turned up at a party where they've got these gigantic flat pans that are the size of a broadcast television satellite dish. It's fantastic paella. That's great for parties, catering, and if you happen to see them at the farmer's market. But just for a go-to, Lola's on Esplanade Avenue near City Park, a great outdoor dining spot, too, this time of year.
Real quick, somebody wants to know where they can get the best muffalata.
Well, isn't that the double-stacked olive salads-covered question? I'm a big fan of the old time Central Grocery, and I don't know if that's because the heart grew fonder when the main location was closed, mm-hmm. but there's really something about going in there and getting that muffalata straight from the source. I had a fantastic one at Cochon Butcher just this week. I mean, they're making the meats in the house, and the bread is killer.
Hot or
I'm
cold?
Also a fan of, oh, that one's hot. But yeah. I'm also a fan of World Market. World Deli. Out in Metairie. They do a great one.
If you had to pick, hot or cold, how are you eating it?
I want it hot.
Yeah, me too.
Which is not Central Grocery.
No, it's not. Well, you can take it home and heat it if you want. Yeah. Thank you, Ian McNulty. A pleasure as always. We'll talk to you next Friday. He covers food and dining for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. We love talking to him. We'll take a break. Talk to Attorney General Liz Morrow when we come back. Right now, time for WWL Traffic. There we go, 9:41, 19 till 10, joined by the Attorney General for the state of Louisiana, Liz Morrow. Good morning, Ms. Liz. How are you? Ms. Liz Morrow?
I'm great. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm
good
here,
morning. Thanks for taking the time. I don't know if you were listening earlier, but I had Clancy Dubose on earlier. I wanted to play this for you and get your response for it. Here we go. Tim, hit it.
Why is she focusing on the city council? Why does she not even mention LaToya Cantrell, who actually spent the money that created this deficit? And she's saying that the mayor warned the city council back in January. She did in very vague terms. And the council members put on their hot seat members of the mayor's fiscal staff in January to say exactly where is this fiscal crisis, and they couldn't identify it. And then subsequent to that, Ms. Murrow is using selective...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Facts. She's using something that the mayor said in January. And the mayor said there's a fiscal crisis coming as her excuse to not to pay money under a settlement that her chief administrative officer signed on behalf of the city with the school board, who is absolutely owed money by the city that the Cantrell administration either mistakenly or deliberately didn't pay. And the school board either filed a suit or was threatening to file a suit, which the school board, in every legal opinion I've gotten, would have won, including people on the council said we had no defense for this, the city. And it wasn't the council that didn't pay the school board, it was the administration. And so this is an administration warning alleged back in January that was not backed up by facts. When the mayor's own fiscal people appeared in front of the city council, and they were grilled.
All right, that's it. I guess what he's saying, Ms. Liz, is that, well, you heard what he said. Respond.
Well, I don't know why Clancy Dubose is sort of focusing on me in all of this. I mean, at the end of the day, I haven't declared anybody free from responsibility for where New Orleans' budget is. The council is responsible for overseeing the spending, and the council is responsible for approving a budget. And if you look at the budget that was approved, there was $0 in that budget for overtime.
Well, $50,000, which was basically nothing. That was last year.
Basically,
but I guess,
nothing.
Right. But let me move forward here. So,
you know,
here's what I guess the questions that I have. And I'm no Clancy Dubose and I'm no Liz Morrow, but I'm trying to figure out what goes on and what's the truth and what's not. The state is not guaranteeing this bond, these bonds, are they? That's between the city of New Orleans and whomever they sell them to?
Yeah, so technically, like, the bonds are your deal is with the bond holders. But at the end of the day, the state, the reason that they come to bond commission is because the bond commission has to protect the fiscal interests of the state as a whole and our bond rating, including that of New Orleans. And so there is a reason they have to get bond commission approval. And that's true for every municipality. And so then everybody starts looking at the finances and asking questions. And, you know, I'm not sure why Clancy thinks that I'm the bad guy here. I mean, I have actually tried to broker a deal, and I think that the bond commission generally is approving additional money for New Orleans without some guarantee that there's going to be some fiscal accountability for the way that they've handled their money.
So
and
I guess
they've been overspending their budget for 3 years in a row.
The question I would have to ask then is, you know, LaToya's gone. That's for the most part gone. That's going to end in January, I think, is when Helena Moreno gets sworn in. Why not give them a chance? And why, I guess, if the state is not on the hook for the money, why would you feel as though this state fiscal...
The state is on the hook. The state is on the hook because at the end of the day, if they don't put themselves in a better fiscal posture and stop overspending, then the state has to come in and rescue them. And we have seen that over and over and over again, that when they get into financial trouble, they come begging for a bailout because nobody can let New Orleans go belly up. And that's the fiscal reality of the situation. And so it isn't true that New Orleans is this island that can operate on its own and that they somehow fund the rest of the state of Louisiana. They don't. And we have seen an influx of cash that came in during COVID, and that money is not there anymore, but nobody has right-sized the spending for the city of New Orleans, budgeting virtually $0 for overtime.
No, but that was last year, but that's not...
$27 million right. Last year in overtime.
And Ann Kirkpatrick, the police
delusional.
Chief, said that was ridiculous, that was foolish that they would even do that. So I guess
it's
what I'm
delusional.
Saying is, right, you got a new mayor and the police chief is saying that's not practical and they're getting their budget in order. So I guess let me ask it this way.
People that y'all are asking us to trust now, or y'all or whoever's asking us, mm-hmm. Everybody that wants bond commission to say just give them a chance, like everybody they're wanting us to just give a chance and say trust us, we'll do the right thing.
Let me ask it this way.
I don't know why we can't have a real partnership.
Do you think that the city's going to go belly up on these bonds and not pay them back?
No, I think they're going to be back having a problem with their budget 2 months later. And if you look at what happens, you're going to get some money into the budget for ad valorem taxes at the beginning of the year, and then you're going to be back in a deficit posture by June.
And FEMA owes them $90 million, right?
I don't know when that money's coming or whether that's money's coming. Like they have no idea when they're going to get that money or if they're going to get that money. And they're still spending more money than they have coming in.
So what would it look like?
Shell game.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because you used some pretty strong words. You talked about shell game and Ponzi scheme. Explain that. What are you talking about?
Yeah, when you don't have the revenue to pay out your costs and you're just moving money around to try and basically cover your expenses that you've promised everybody, we call that, you know, in a financial scheme, we would call that a Ponzi scheme. You don't have the money to pay out what you're promising you're going to pay. And, I mean, here it's just a shell game where they're moving money around to try and meet financial obligations instead of actually coming in and looking at what your financial obligations are and seeing what you can – what spending can you actually curb.
So what would
I tried to get New Orleans out of the consent decree, which is costing New Orleans mm-hmm. a lot of money. And the council, a majority of the council, actually submitted a document in the court saying, no, don't let her in and don't let us out.
So what would it, like, let me ask you this.
They're begging to keep spending money that they don't need to spend.
So before we run out of time, I just want to ask you, what would it look like? And look, again, I'm no Liz Merle, I'm no Clancy Dubose, I'm no Helena Moreno.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to understand all of this. What would it look like if the what was the name of that committee I had in front of me here? The
State Fiscal Administration Committee.
The Fiscal Revision Committee, whatever it is. If they were to take over, what would that look like to the people of New Orleans? What would it look like as far as city government goes? How does that relate to state law, city charter? Because you can't just do stuff. There's got to be legal provisions, right?
So there are legal provisions. There's a sole statute that governs this process, and it's under the supervision of a court, not me or not the governor. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, that's
would it be like a consent decree for the
misunderstood?
Would it be like a consent decree for the finances of the city operating under the watchful eye of whom?
The Fiscal Administration Committee, but in connection with a judge that oversees that. Like the judge appoints the fiscal administrator, not the committee. And then they just send reports to the committee and to the court, and the court has the ability to release them from supervision. But, you know, the plan would be to stabilize the budget, make sure that there are some structural changes that are being put in place so that they're not going to be immediately back into a deficit posture, and then get out. Like, nobody, we don't want the state or anybody, any of the rest of us, to be perceived as running the city of New Orleans. The elected officials in the city of New Orleans need to run the city of New Orleans.
So I guess given the tax base, because I was talking to somebody, I visited Austin recently, and I was comparing Austin to New Orleans, and somebody said, well, the answer is tax base. So when you look at what New Orleans has coming in, and when you look at what New Orleans has coming out, How do you fix that? How do you balance it without drastically cutting services? That's what I'm trying to understand, what the state's going to do that the city's not doing.
Well, I don't have a list of all the contracts that the city has entered into or the programs that it's funding with its operating revenue. But I can tell you that if you don't have the revenue to fund the services or the contracts and the vendors and everything else that you have and the programs that you have, then you are actually operating in a deficit system,
right? So
I can't tell you what I think they should cut. That's not my job.
So if then why do you want to take it over? I guess if you don't know, I'm not trying to be disrespectful here.
That is my job, to make sure that they are fiscally responsible, and that is the job of the Fiscal Administration Committee, is that when a municipality is spending money that it doesn't have on a continuous basis, then they are financially unstable. And that's what brings us into the picture. If they are financially stable and spending money that they do have, then it doesn't implicate us.
But I guess what I'm asking is, if you don't know what the contracts are, or you don't know that they're spending money that they shouldn't be spending, or if they are spending money, if you're saying they're spending money that they shouldn't be spending because they don't have it, then the question becomes...
I know they are in a deficit posture. I can look at their budget and
okay,
see
that. So they're spending money that they don't have. Accurate?
Yes.
Okay, so if that's the case, then that means they have to cut, but you don't know if what they have to cut is vital or not, right? Or how vital whatever they would have to cut is, and what they would, how draconian that would be, or what it would look like. So I guess what I'm saying is, if you don't know...
No, that's a process. And we would engage in that process. But I don't think it's fair for them to come and ask the bond commission,
but they're not asking the state
another over $100 million to bail them out of bad decision making that they've already made.
But wait, hang on a second. The bond commission is not bailing them out. The bond holders are bailing them out, and you're saying that you didn't doubt that the city would pay the bonds back. In this instance, you said they would be facing a deficit after that. Well, why not trust the city?
Yes, because that's the bigger financial instability problem that implicates the Fiscal Administration Committee. It's not just a question of, can we come and borrow the money and pay it back? The problem is you're paying it back in a couple of months, and then you're in a deficit again 1 month later. Like, you haven't fixed
the problem.
What
is the state's exposure at that point?
The Administration Committee exists to make them fix the problem.
What's the state's exposure at that point if the bond commission approves this payday loan, if you want to call it that, and the city pays it back? What is the state's exposure then?
There's no exposure to the state if they pay the revenue bonds, if they pay them back on time. The problem is they don't have the money to pay for their operating expenses with the budget that they keep operating. That makes them financially unstable as a municipality.
And you don't want, you don't think that the new,
the fiscal administration process.
And you're concerned that the new administration will not be able to get a hold of those finances, and that's why you want this fiscal administration to take over.
No, I think that they ought to partner with us to make sure that we can stabilize New Orleans' budget. That's it.
Okay, but again,
this doesn't have to be adversarial. It's the resistance to us having any role or any participation in the process is what has made it adversarial. It need not be. It could all be negotiated by agreement on what this is going to look like, and with an anticipating that it would be off-ramped and over very quickly, so that they can get back to operating under normal conditions. I have no interest as part of the Fiscal Administration Committee of making this last any longer than it needs to be. I think everybody wants the mayor-elect to be successful, including me.
So in closing, would it be accurate to say this is not...
we want to be very short.
In closing, would it be accurate to say this is not so much about the bond issue as moving forward with the city's finances?
I think the bond issue only is because they implicates the bond commission, and they need the votes for approval at the bond commission, and they don't have the votes unless there's some protection and right-sizing of the budget and stabilizing of the budget.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your time. Liz Merle, Louisiana Attorney General, taking a break, coming back, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.